This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. We're live on Facebook right now. We still do that?
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. If you're watching on Facebook, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Hey. What's up?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We have a crazy week this week. We have a lot going on. Got our live secret show in San Jose on Wednesday. It turns out that we wound up with, I think we have another 10 pairs of tickets.
Right.
Today.
Yep.
So this is it.
Well, they're counting. They're trying to move things around and squeeze more people in.
Yeah.
They might be moving the food on the outside so we can get more people in.
Oh, that's a good idea.
They're trying to work things out. So I'm leaving it up to
our promotions
department and Marshall over at the Fairmont.
I just want to get people in.
Just want to move people in.
Yeah, it's good. It should be. I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah. When's the last live secret show that we did? It's been a little while.
Shoot.
Oh, Halloween.
Halloween, yes. Wait.
So not that long.
Oh, yeah, over at, what's the name of the place? Beach Blanket Babylon.
Yes. Yeah. That was so, I love that theater.
Yeah, that was just the other day, it feels like.
I know. Now that I think of it, we did just do a live one. Uh-huh. So Rudy's going to come back. Did we talk about that? He's going to sit in the panel.
I asked him if he had fresh material.
Yes.
He said he did.
Oh, great. He'll do a little warm-up for us.
I'm all, I don't want to see that crap I've already seen twice.
Oh.
But he
should do the poop stuff he was doing the other day. That was fun.
Should he? Because people are going to be eating lunch.
They're about to see the secret show you said. Yeah. I mean, we might as well get them warmed up.
It's not about lunch. It's not about lunch at all, actually.
It's really not.
The snacks are just there for your pleasure.
Right, they're window dressing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
To help with the alcohol.
Right. You need something in your stomach.
He's going to do 10 minutes, I said he could
do. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. That's good. So it's going to be quite a little show, and we're just very excited to see you. And it's going to be great. My only worry in this entire thing is my electric car charge going to last me long enough to get down there and back?
To get there?
I'm happy.
Well, no,
I'll
have
get
you
there.
Already, okay,
I'll
have
get
you
there,
reserved.
No problem.
I reserved a spot for you that has a charger.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
How come you and John just don't switch cars for a day?
I don't like driving his car. I like my car. Oh. All my stuff. You know how you have your car all dialed in and it's on, you know, all the settings are just where you want them. And I just want my car. So a little bit of range anxiety, but not too bad.
So as long as you can get there, you'll be fine.
Yeah. As long as they get there, who cares what happens on the way home? They can tow me home. As long as I can get there in time. There's this mode, though, on it that I can put it in, like, you know, Eco Plus or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't go any faster than 56 miles an hour. That's the fastest I can go.
That's tough.
I know. So I'm
people drive around here.
I'm thinking I'll just get in the exit lane.
56? No, that is a pile of crap. You cannot drive around doing 56.
There was a guy in front of me this morning doing that.
Maybe he was on Eco Plus.
Are you kidding? And it was an older car, and I thought, well, maybe his car doesn't go faster. Maybe he can't see. Maybe he's going to be running out of gas. I'm just like, get out of my way.
Right. Yeah, get off the road is what it
means. I don't think about you anymore.
Well, how about get in the slow lane, mister?
Yeah. Well, I probably won't be able to run it. So on the highway, I won't be able to go in my Eco Plus mode. Eco Pro Plus.
So when you left here, you were exhausted because you'd been up all night the night before. So how did all the rest of that play out?
I went home and went right to bed.
Right.
I just had to go to bed. And John's feeling much better, and he's got an appointment this week, and he's going to get everything all checked out. It's all good. We went, you know, to get the blood draw right when the thing was happening, and it wasn't, you know, thank God it wasn't life-threatening. But it's funny because it's, you know, when something happens to your person, you are reminded of your mortality.
How precious life is.
And how precious they are to you, and how much things would change if anything happened. And it's just, you know, I counted my blessings all weekend long. Mm. And also, my sleep was so effed up. Because then, I slept all day, so of course I stayed up all freaking night. I mean, I was just, you know, played some cards, and we hung out with my, on Friday night we did an escape room at the Palace of Fine Arts. They have these escape rooms, and it was a really good one, because I've been to some crummy ones. But
So you slept all day, and then went out and did an escape room that night.
Went out and did an escape room. It was really fun. Really good one. I don't know.
This is with your kids or with your...
With my kids. So my cousins came into town, but they came... I didn't go with them. We had had these plans for a while. My cousin has a grandchild that lives in this area.
All right.
And in the Sunset.
Term cousin makes me think of a 12-year-old, but go on.
I know what you mean. And then she says, has a grandson. I was like, wait.
I know. That's why I just said that, because the boy has a grandson.
Yeah. So they went to see the grandson.
That's how old we are, Vinny.
I know. Sick. Our mortality. It's like a crushing weight we carry around. So they were busy on Friday night, so we kept these plans with friends of ours that we had made for a while. So there were 8 of us total, and we went in, and we did not escape. We were at the last part when the thing ended. And we were
Whose
close.
Fault was it?
Nobody's fault. We all... Actually, it was a really fun one, and it had some really good... like that.
Eight people, and you didn't have any dead weight?
No, everyone was... Huh. Everybody has their moment. That's what I love about those escape rooms. Like, you know, I think a lot of companies use them for team building and stuff.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of math in this one. So my math son was doing that. And then there was this whole thing. He had to decode this pretty long Morse code message.
Oh.
And they have the chart set up so you can figure out how to do it. I took one look at it. I'm like, there's no way I can do that. And my other son sat there and... Took him 10 minutes, and he figured the whole thing out, and that was a crucial part of the... So everybody has their little thing that they go, oh, I think I know how to do that. So it was super fun. Those things they're really great. You feel like... we hardly ever get out of them. But, you know, you get pretty close, because they only give you so much time, and they're hard. Like
I've never done it. I don't know.
Oh, you should totally... I bet you'd love it.
Well, I probably would.
Yeah.
But, you know, you were just saying...
There's some in San Jose.
I'm looking at the next 2 weeks. I'm packed. Jam-packed.
Mm-hmm.
Two-packed. In fact, the missus went, I'm going to talk to you. And
do not add one more thing to my schedule.
Nothing. I don't care what it is.
Mm. And you guys are going to Hawaii next
That's,
week.
We've got Hawaii. I've got a Disneyland promotion coming up. All in the next, I think, three weeks.
Right.
Three weeks.
Right. Right.
Plus taxes are this week.
Oh my God!
Tax appointment, the secret show.
Oh God!
Last night, I swear.
Taxes.
How I let this happen to myself, because Sundays are hard enough as it is.
Yes.
I'm not trying to bitch about it. I got a good life, okay? But I'm just saying, I can't sleep on Sunday nights. I can't. Mm. And there I am. I'm thinking I'm going to go up to my room and practice a little guitar. And I go, wait a minute. I have a Thursday tax appointment. This Thursday.
Yeah.
And I haven't pulled out any of my stuff.
And you have a crazy week this week.
Right. And so I go, oh, let me go take a look at that and just get an eye. And as soon as I just finger into that, I've got papers everywhere. I've got the kid going, hey, can I help? I'm like, no, you got to get out of here.
Oh, my God. You're the opposite of
Yeah, you are completely screwing me over right now. And, well, what's this thing? I'm like, those are receipts, and that's a particular pile. Don't touch it.
Yeah. Get out. I'm locking the door.
But that's what I ended up from 5 to 9 and realizing, and I realized like, if I wouldn't have done this, I don't know when I would have done this. So it worked out that I did it, but then I didn't sleep at all. I had numbers and spinning and like, oh my God, I can't, I'm not done.
It's crazy. The pressure's on. Yeah, the tax thing the struggle is real.
It's just, you know, it is what it is. I had to go and figure out, what have I paid my agent? Well, let's go find all the checks. Okay.
Don't you use Quicken? You can just type in agent, and then it all pops up, and you print that page out.
No, I don't do that.
You should do that. It's easy.
It would be.
It is actually really easy.
Yeah.
It's a matter of setting it up. It does,
right.
You know, it takes a little while.
There you
but
go.
Then once it's set up, it's, you know, 2 hours later, everything's
nah,
in
I just, I stymied. Got it done. And it, well, that's the thing. So every time tax time comes around, you just get through it. And then you're through it.
And you right. Go, and you go, that'll never happen again.
I'm not dealing with that until...
then a year goes a year, by in the blink of an eye. And so, you're sitting there sorting through receipts again. Do you, are you like a shoebox guy? Everything goes in that shoebox?
I have a file system from the Office Depot. You get one of those sort of flip-top boxes mm-hmm. with the files that drop into it. And you write your little AFTRA.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes, the little tabs.
Right.
Yeah.
So I got
that.
I don't
have any paper files anymore.
Good for you.
Great. It's so good.
Well, you're running your own business over there.
I'm actually, you know, John's really kind of, you know.
I'm sure.
He set it all up. Like, I could have never set Quicken up by myself. You need a John, man. He'd said, oh, yeah, I bet your girlfriend totally could run that stuff for you.
She probably could, but, you know, she's busy throwing parties and coming up with new plans to.
Oh, what's the new party? What party are we going to?
She just had it.
Oh, the one we weren't invited to?
Her birthday party.
I know. Happened. I was like, I kept checking my email to see if there was an invite I missed. And then I checked my text. I'm like,
what are you
oh,
talking about?
Maybe there's like an invite.
You
in
wanted
there.
To drive
and
to then, Scotts Valley.
And then I checked my other email. And I went, oh, maybe my invite's in there. And then it wasn't. And I sat there and I was just like, I thought we were family, me. Dude. Like,
we are family. If it was my birthday party, you'd have been there for sure.
When's the last time you threw a birthday
party? Right, that's exactly
how we're
right.
Tell her to sell, still, set up like a birthday everyone party was for having Vinny. A good time, laughing and having fun and drinks and food.
Oh my God.
There I was sitting there at home.
Alone.
I would have totally. Johnny V's at work. I would have hung out with my friend Larry. Thanks,
oh,
Vinny.
I could have
picked
Valley?
You. I could have
yeah,
picked you up and driven
you
down.
From you.
Get me.
Anyway, Uman, where was your invite?
Oh, please. I'm the last one on the list he's going to invite. You'll invite all the
I
rest
don't
of you
think
guys
you
first.
Guys are listening. It was not my party.
I
it was
don't
her
think
party.
You're
and another thing. This is really trippy. So she invited a bunch of a lot of her friends did not get to come because there's it was in her house. So she hit certain family, certain friends, and then went. There's a whole multiple segments of friends that
yeah,
are.
Yeah, if you get going, you can really branch it out. I mean,
right. So
I guess we can forgive not going to her birthday party, but when she throws one, can you send her a note to do a party?
He's never going to let that
housewarming
happen.
I am not going to let
birthday
that happen.
Party. You know,
why?
When you turn 50, she's got to do some big thing
no.
for you.
No, she doesn't.
Why not? Don't you want to? You can. That's an excuse to like do anything you want. Like if
right.
you want to go surfing in the Maldives, like that could be where she takes you for your birthday.
Give me the words for the letter.
Well, I do want to go surfing in the Maldives. Is that really a question? I'm allowed to ask?
Yeah, you say to her, hey, this is what I want to do for my 50th. Can you set that up? And then she has to do it, you know, because then it's, you know, all obligatory. You're going to be 50. She's
tell gotta... her to invite those Victoria's Secret supermodels that you missed last time. You
yeah.
skipped on the trip, too.
Mm-hmm. The ones that were doing the photo shoot.
Yeah.
Dear Christina.
Yes.
We would.
You guys.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Okay.
Can you please throw a birthday party / housewarming party for Vinny in April?
Okay.
Thanks. It. We'd love to come. XO, yeah. The morning show that Vinny works on.
So-called family.
Yeah, so we're so-called, the so-called family.
20 years in, we've known him longer than you.
That is
put
true.
Put that part in?
Yeah, put all that in.
Yes, no, don't be,
you want
know,
to say P.S., we've known him longer than you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God, you guys. Anyway.
Yeah, put it, let's figure out some other... mean stuff we can put in there, too.
All right, you got it.
All right. Read it back to me before you send it.
Dear Christina, happy birthday. Can you please throw a birthday party / housewarming party in April for Vinny? Thank you. The morning show. P.S. We've known him longer than you.
Okay. That's. I think that's fine.
That's
just
funny.
Keep it at that. See what she says.
You having fun?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God! And listen, I live to have fun. That's I'm just trying to have fun all the time. Especially
right.
God, you, like when your mortality hits you, I'm like, you know what we need to do? We need to have more fun.
Right?
Let's just try to be happy.
Uh-huh.
Stretch this out as long as we can, honey. Oh. What did you do this weekend, Human? You must have had some crazy. I'm so sorry to cancel yesterday.
Yeah, what happened?
Oh,
we have a show that we like.
Believe
and we
me.
It's 2 weeks, for God's sakes.
I know. We'll do it next week.
What happened?
We had so much going on, and our cousins were here.
I got bummed for the cousins. That's what it
is. We were just exhausted. And we had Celebrity Big Brother to watch. We had two episodes of that.
Who cares about that dumb show?
I actually do care about that.
Oh, my God.
So John and
Vinny,
I had a conversation.
I'm not.
All right,
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, I can't keep up. You guys, I barely, for the first time last night, caught a smidgen of the Olympics. Like, that's happening, and I'm missing it because I just haven't had time for anything.
On behalf of myself, Yuzette, and all the listeners, we forgive you for not watching Big Brother.
I watched it.
Why?
Oh, good.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It's effing crazy.
I watched three episodes this weekend, and then I started to watch it last night.
Betrayal.
And I fell asleep.
Oh, well, listen, last night's episode. I read about it. We'll talk about it later, but
okay.
It's that Omarosa.
Yeah, I want to know
what happened. My God. Someone needs to light her on fire and throw her off a building. Like, she's a terrible person. A terrible person.
Well, hold on. Is that a new development?
I think that her true colors are really starting to come out, but she's...
Hold on, though. I think that was her deal on the first season of that show she started on.
She's not a good person, and when things don't go her way, it gets super ugly. But she was, you know, I was like, oh, look, she's crying. Oh, she's a human being, you know, blah, blah. Turns out, no, she's awful. The show's not doing her any favors, but there's some specific things that happened that... It's just so funny, because they keep talking about, you know, oh, these recognizable faces, and oh, this... Like, dude, this is such a weak pool of celebrities.
Of course it is.
Oh.
But you're watching it.
Yeah, I am in. I do like the Big Brother dynamic.
And I'm only watching it because you're watching it, so I can be in on the conversation.
What do you think?
Well, let's talk about it.
Okay,
it's 6 right now.
No, I think I'm going to do it at 7. So I'll do it at 7.
Okay.
I got some Olympic stuff I want to talk about.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll see what you
watch. How about that Jamie? Jamie Anderson, snowboarder.
Oh, she's 17 or something?
No, I don't think so. Well, she's the one from Tahoe. She just got gold last night.
Uh-huh.
Oh, somebody was the youngest snowboarder to win gold, one of our people.
17-year-old boy.
Is it?
I believe so.
Okay.
I don't know that one. Like I said, I watched a little bit last night, and the wins they're having are incredible. And many were saying, how can you even hold this event? These people have to fly in the air.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have wind working against them like this, and they did it anyway. And you can see these people even the worst person in the pool is still flying 20 feet in the air and controlling that speed and landing that crap.
Right. It is quite incredible.
And you put wind in there, and all of a sudden these people are trying to fly out of these things. You know, they're flinging their arms. I'm surprised we didn't see arms come out of the sockets because they're flinging themselves in this way to try and counterbalance what the wind's done to them. It was, and many were just saying, I'm just gonna, like, pulling up, not even doing the jumps.
Oh, like, I just don't feel safe.
Well,
are they gonna postpone it? Or
no, they ran it. She got the gold.
It happened, and...
Yeah, and I was thinking, well, you've got to just change your whole idea.
Right.
She's a badass. I'm watching her.
Jamie? Yeah,
oh,
she
God.
Is awesome.
What's her last name?
She's super
Anderson.
Hot. Super hot, too.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Super badass. Like, that is stuff.
She's got it all.
And I was hearing, I mean, you have to give up a lot to become this good at anything.
Yep.
But her parents homeschooled her at night so she could snowboard all day.
Oh, my God.
It's good parenting.
Maybe.
Well, for them, it worked out.
Right. Well, and look, you know, the thing is, though, you spend your whole life getting to the Olympics, and it's a big deal, and... You know, things can go terribly wrong there. You fall right out of the gate, you know.
Yeah.
You've trained your whole life for this thing and you just fell flat on your face in the first 10 seconds. Right, whatever. It's after, like, you know, when suddenly you're not an Olympian anymore and your whole life has been focused on this thing.
Well,
I always worry about people figuring out what else they're going to do.
That's on them, though. Johnny Mosley's done well with it.
Sure.
He's doing fine. He's broadcasting, and he's taken over the Warren Miller films, and he's on this show once a year.
I know.
He's
should be on
seed.
More.
He's got his seed company.
Yeah, oh yeah.
What are those called again?
Iota.
Nice, Vinny.
Sean White is the pro snowboarder. That guy's multimillionaire. He dates
some people parlay it, but
a rock star. Yeah. He's totally living the life.
I worry.
He's looking so much better. Everyone's going crazy over his hair these days.
Well, he looks like a grown up now.
Yeah, he looks. He has sort of Johnny Mosley haircut.
Mm-hmm. He does.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the wild thing worked for him.
Looks like he's got back in
the
day.
The flying tomato. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, stuff done.
Well, he does, I agree, but I don't think so.
I mean, maybe he just grew into his face.
I think he just grew into his...
He looks great.
But he goes out with the lead singer from Fantagram.
I saw that.
Oh, I don't know her.
Yeah. Pretty good life.
707, quick and so fast and so easy to set up, Benny.
Yeah. Once again, you know, like, I just told you the story. There I was, and I went, oh, yeah, I gotta... And then I just looked at it and went...
4 hours later.
Oh, I am dead. Mm. And once this is done, I'm going to go, I don't want to deal with it. I'm out of here.
But it's just a weekly thing when you do your bill. Never mind. What am I doing?
It's my own fault.
It's just, you know, what works for you, you can't force down everybody else's throat. All right, it's 6:04, and it is, in fact, Monday morning, the best day of the week. Come on, you guys. Let's rally. It's a Monday party. We're going to make this happen. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here we go, guys. It's a big week. We're kicking it off right now. Woo! Let's go for it. Be right back after this song from Taylor Swift.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.